Gopala Gadarati Damyati Singha Gora Govinda Deshikavaram Satatam Namami Guruve Gurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Namo Vrindavanankaya Tubhyam Goloka Malane Purna Brahma Tapatraya Namo Gobudanaya Cha Vanchakopadarubhischa Kripa Sindhu Bhyeva Cha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jaya Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. So I'm very blessed to be here again this year with Srila Satchinanda Maharaj, Shambhuri John Prabhu, Mother Jagat Tarini, and all the wonderful devotees here. We have a subject in front of us we called Shankachudavada, Leela. Krishna kills the desires for pride and prestige in the heart. And this is actually a pastime of Govardhan. And I'd like to contemplate a little bit on that in these opening talks, something of introduction. We're all coming here wanting something. Mother Jagat Tarini described very nicely how Giriraj is giving shelter to everyone. Therefore, he's really Govardhana. He's nourishing everyone. Srila Raghunath Das Goswami describes, Iti kalu mama yogya, yogyatam tamagrinam nijanikata divasam dehi govardhanatvam. My dear Giriraj, please don't consider whether I'm qualified or whether I'm unqualified, but just grant me residence near you. That's the mercy of Giriraj. And Giriraj, if we contemplate on it, Giriraj gives everything. He gives food to the cows and to the monkeys and the pigs. He gives shelter to so many different people. In Garga Sanhita, it's described that Girirajo Hare Rupam Sriman Govardhano Girihi Tasya Darshana Matrena Naro Yartru Kitartatam. That Giriraj, if you just have darshan of him, then you'll never have to take birth again. And Giriraj also gives bhakti. Giriraj gives so many things. He has so many wonderful secrets. And Giriraj also, near to Kusum Sarovar, there's a place called Shamkuti, which is the place where Krishna killed Shankachuda. And through that place and through that leela, Giriraj also, he gives us some opportunity to destroy our pride and prestige. So we'd like to speak for a few days about this pastime, Shankachudavada leela, from the Bhagavatam and from a few different commentaries and a few different little-known books. Probably maybe the first day, maybe the second day, we'll finish the leela. And then we'd like to speak something more about the purport of it, because we're coming to Giriraj. But we have to come in an honest way. Bhaktivinoda Thakur speaks about two verses from the 11th canto of the Bhagavatam in his Bhajan Rahasya. He says these two verses speak about the qualification for Nambhajan. Very interesting verses. These verses speak about someone who's very fallen and can't practice bhakti properly. We'll speak more about these later. But suffice to say, the purport is that we have to be honest. It's not bad to be fallen, but it's very bad to be duplicitous. And therefore, Raghunath Das Goswami, he offers prayers in the beginning of his Braj Leela Stava. Pratista Rajubir Badham Kamadhyar Vatma Pati Bihi Chitvatu Sangarandastan Agare Pandumambataha. He says, I have a problem. It's very nice I found this bhakti patta, this path of bhakti, and I'm going on it But as I was going on it, some robbers, some thieves jumped out and they've attacked me. And they've bound me up with ropes. And what are those ropes? Pratista Rajubir Bhadham. The ropes of prestige and pride. And he prays that may the devotees of that killer of the Aga demon come and cut those ropes. So in this verse, Raghunath Das Goswami summarizes very nicely the purport that Bhaktivinoda Thakur gives to the Shankachudavada Leela, that this represents some prestige and that the solution for this problem is we have to take shelter of the devotees of the Lord, but we have to take shelter with great honesty. And if we do that thing, then we can become freed from this great problem. This pratista is one of the bhakti uta anartas, or anartas which come from bhakti. And these anartas are something that we don't even know about in the beginning until we begin bhajana kriya. Because we're not practicing bhakti until then, we don't know about these things. But Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, he says that there's five different stages of anartha nivritti, the last of which is anjanti, or complete. And this particular anartha, bhakti-yuta anartha, which includes this prestige, this pratista, is the last thing to go. It's a very, very difficult thing. It's a very, very great and terrible obstacle in our bhajan. So we want to speak something about this for my own purification and for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas. And in the course of this also, we want to try to explore a little bit of Krishna Leela, which took place here at Govardhan. And in particular, with this Krishna Leela, which I hope all of you have read, maybe recently would be the best, we want to address a few questions. You may know that our acharyas have described that Krishna doesn't actually kill any of the demons. But it's Vasudev Krishna, his four-armed expansion, who is residing in Krishna's heart and Krishna's body, who actually kills those demons, with the exception of two. And one we spoke about a few years ago, that's Kaliya. Krishna personally doesn't kill Kaliya, but he personally deals with Kaliya. And the second demon that Krishna personally deals with is Shankachuda. Why? This is one question. Why does Krishna personally kill Shankachuda and not his Vishnu expansion? Question number two we'd like to come to. How is it that Shankachuda is such a budmas, such a rascal, that he's able to come into Braj? And most of all, Rupa Goswami describes in the Lita Madhav that Shankachuda grabbed Srimati Radharani by the hair and began to drag her away. How is it that some insignificant little tiny demon can enter into this sacred dham of Govardhan, Shyamakuti, near to Kusum Sarovar, and touch Srimati Radharani's hair with his hands and begin to drag her away? So we want to discuss some of these aspects of Leela, and perhaps more importantly for us in a practical way, how this applies to me. And why Krishna does these things, Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he describes that these are bhajana rahasya. These are secrets to braj bhajan. And these are very, very practical things for all of us. So if the devotees bless us, we'd like to try to explore a little bit of this leela in the next few days. Thank you very much.